Today's program was brought to you by Bonnie Plants, bonnieplants.com.
I'm Linda Palaccio, host of A Taste of the Past. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Heritage Radio Network. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times best-selling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Deadspin.com, and my guest today is Jen Dahl. Jen is the author of Save the Date, The Occasional Mortifications of a Serial Wedding Guest. And today we will be talking about packing strategies, doing laundry on the road, and suitcase disasters, which is perfect timing as we just got through the Memorial Day weekend and are heading into the summer travel season. Welcome, Jen.
Hi.
Hi. I'm super excited to have you.
Thank you.
Before we get, we have some kind of gory reader questions today, which I'm very, very excited about because I like the gory questions. But before we get into it, I want to ask you about how you are as a packer, because you know, your book is a memoir about attending many, many, many weddings over many, many, many years, which means a lot of travel.
Right.
And we're heading into wedding season now because we're past Memorial Day. And I know some people are like the super organized packers who have like their written list and like they have folding strategies and techniques. And then other people are just like morning of dump everything into a tote bag and like run.
Yeah. I feel like everything I'm going to say to you today, you're going to be like, you're disgusting.
Well, I like it when people are disgusting because
you can fix me.
I can fix. Well, you don't need fixing. You're perfect the way you are, Jen. But no, I like it when people are disgusting because that means that I have five questions to
it's
answer.
True.
For
I need you.
Yeah, people, I like being needed.
I feel like I've gotten better over the years, but I definitely don't have any organized packing routine.
Okay.
Usually what I'll do, because there was a phase in my 20s when I would wake up late for my flight and have to rush to the airport.
Oh God.
I now throw things in a bag at least like the night before.
Okay.
But I don't really know how to organize what I'm bringing, you know, because I just think, well, on the day that I wake up, I may want to wear this dress, or I may want to wear this, or I may want these shoes. And what if it rains?
Are you an overpacker?
Yes.
It sounds like you're an overpacker.
Yeah. So I bring like everything possible.
Yeah.
Like, from sweatshirts to, you know, ball gowns.
Yeah. You're like Teresa Giudice.
Yeah.
Like you go to...
Except that I don't have giant...
Well, except you're not in prison.
Louis Vuitton luggage being dragged behind... Yeah. And I'm not in prison.
Right. Also that.
Not yet.
Yeah. I always laugh. So I'm like a huge Real Housewives of New Jersey aficionado. And there are always these scenes where they do their like annual trip that's a total put on by Bravo.
Right.
And Teresa Giudice inevitably shows up with like, you know, six pieces of luggage for a 3-day... sojourns
right.
to Atlantic City. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss those. I mean, wouldn't you have liked to be on a cruise back in the 50s or something where you would have
I don't want to be on a cruise
these...
at all. No.
No, trunks, I don't want to. These yeah, giant the trunks and being carried by some handsome boy.
I don't know that I would like that. I think first of all, I definitely wouldn't like being on a cruise because I'd be claustrophobic.
Yeah, that's true. And they're dirty.
And so dirty. And also, I don't know that I'd like to see that much control.
Yeah.
It will surprise you and our listeners not to learn that I'm a little bit of a control freak. I mean, the cleaning thing entirely just stems out of my need for control.
Yeah.
It's totally a control mechanism. Like some people use eating in a negative way. I use cleaning.
I think that's smart though.
I feel like, well, it's like, you know, as far as like weird mental things are going to go, this is like not a bad one to have.
Right.
My house is very clean.
It's like being addicted to chapstick or something.
I feel like it's better than being addicted to chapstick. Like addicted to chapstick is like, that's like a terrible way to go through life. Just perpetually like dry and craving
but better
the wax.
Than being addicted to, you know, something that's really harmful.
True. That's
cleaning
true.
Is actually positive. So.
Right. There you go. There you go.
Maybe being addicted to drinking water.
Yes. That would be another good positive one. I'm definitely not that. Definitely not. So I think we have two really good reader questions. And so I want to make sure we get to both of them. I'm going to have Jen read the first one. which I guess I'm going to give you a little spoiler, which is to tell you that this was a person who emailed me, and I wrote, it was such a good question, that she thought was like a very specific one, and I actually felt had broader implications. And so I emailed her back. I don't, you know, unfortunately I don't get time to email everybody back who emails me, but I did email this one girl back, and she sent like a super nice response saying, thank you. And then about 6 months later, she sent another follow-up email to tell me that the advice I had given her was absolutely the right advice and it totally worked. And all of this is going to make a lot more sense when you hear Jen read the question. And then I'm going to tell you what my advice was. So here is question number one.
All right. Question one from reader. Should I say her name?
Yes, you can. Stacey. Reader Stacey. Hi, yeah. Stacey.
Dear clean person.
This is our role play, Jen.
Dear clean person. I will shortly be leaving on a trip for 2.5 months, during which I will be in the desert in Africa. I am so serious, with no access to a washing machine. I will have a bucket and water. Generally, the other times I've gone longer than a few weeks with only hand washing my underwear, I get yeast infections, even when I use boiling water and scrub till my hands rot. Yikes.
Yes, don't do that.
They're simple cotton panties, nothing fancy or delicate. I also have to bring all of my washing powder soap from the U.S., as I can't buy it there. What do you recommend? Is there a way to keep my undies clean and germ-free that's also easily transportable?
So, yes, there is. So, I'll tell you what I told reader Stacy, which is two separate things, but that are both related to one thing, which is the laundry detergent. So, what I suspected was happening with her getting yeast infections, and this is also just true of, you know, vaginal itchiness. Like, let's get real. We can say vaginal itchiness. Like, this is a thing that happens.
Vaginal itchiness.
Yes. Yeah. We should be comfortable with saying that this is a terrible affliction that we suffer from as women. So there's that. There's also obviously yeast infections. Some women are more prone than others. TMI, I am blessedly not super prone to yeast infections. So, but I have had them because I'm a woman.
Yeah, and
I think everyone has had them, and they're ghastly. And I can't imagine that they would be any more pleasant in the Sudan than they are here in the States. So what I thought was going on were two things that had to do with her laundry detergent. The first was that I think she's using a laundry detergent that's causing irritation. And so what I recommended to her was that she be on the lookout for one of those free and clear type, you know, no dye, no scent. I recommended Arm & Hammer makes a really good one. Tide, which is an excellent laundry detergent. You know, Tide is the laundry detergent that always is ranked best detergent by, like, Consumer Reports and Good Housekeeping and The Sweet Home and, you know, all those, the places that do those heavy-duty testing. Mm-hmm. They love Tide. So, but Tide, I have noticed with the standard formula that some people do report that they have a little allergy to that. But the free and clear version that Tide offers, and I think they actually make like several iterations of free and clear. I don't know how that works, but
freer, clearer.
Yeah, freer and clearer, exactly.
For the clearer, clearer 7.
That those are good detergents to pick up and that will probably help. The other thing that I think she was doing is that I think she was using too much detergent. Mm-hmm. And I think that by dint of using too much detergent, especially in a hand washing situation, it was not all getting rinsed out and the soap residue was causing her problems. So I suggested a little bit of a technique with her bucket of water, which was to dissolve the detergent very, very well, first of all, into her washing water, to put her clothes in, swirl them around to sort of create an agitation situation like you would get in a washing machine, then let them soak for a little bit, then take them out, dump the wash water, refill the bucket with clean water, let the underwear soak in clean water, dump that, and then do a rinse. So sort of a two rinse cycle to get the soap out. And then she asked about, you know, which sort of type of detergent would be better, liquid or powder. And what I said was for travel was to go with powder because you are much less likely to have a leak than you are mm-hmm. with liquid. It's also, it also takes up less room, mm-hmm. right? A dose of liquid is bigger in volume than a dose of powder. Yeah. It just, the only thing you need to watch out for with the powder is that you do dissolve it very well in the, mm-hmm. in the washing water. So in any event, so that's what I told her. And in terms of carrying it, I suggested decanting the powder into a plastic jar with a very, very tight screw on lid. So that she had like an easy travel thing that wouldn't explode, which we're going to talk about explosions in our second segment. So that was what happened. And so now you all already know because I stepped on my own punchline and told you that Stacey wrote back a couple months after returning and said that she, except for when she first arrived, she had no problems with yeast infections or kind of vaginal itchiness or anything like that. And she thinks that the reason she had it when she first arrived was just due to like travel stress, which is totally true. Like travel stress does cause yeast infections. Yeah.
And being on a plane.
And like it's crazy.
It's just horrible for you.
It's crazy what our vaginas get up to, you know.
They're very sensitive.
They are sensitive.
They react to things.
They really, really do. And on that note, I think this is a great time for us to take a break. We are actually going to come back and talk about something worse maybe than vaginal itchiness. We'll see about that.
Wait.
I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm here today with Jen Dahl. See you in just a sec.
This is RecTech. We'll be right back.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
Hey, I'm Jolie Kerr. Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. My guest today is Jen Dahl, who has joined me to talk about staying clean while traveling. We just got finished with a very intense discussion of hand washing underpants and all of the things that can go wrong in our underpants, which is like it's a problem when you're on the road. I mean, if you're traveling extensively, then yeah, these are things you have to think about. Another thing to think about is the problems that might happen before you begin to travel, one of which are problems with luggage. So we are going to do another reader question. I will tell you that from time to time, not fortunately, not too frequently, but from time to time, I do get blah, blah, blah exploded in my suitcase while I was getting mm-hmm. While I was on the airplane. Yeah. Here's another really common one. Sunscreen exploded in my like backpack that I take to the beach. Mm-hmm. That's a very common one, the mm-hmm. sunscreen explosion. It's like one of those things that when it happens, you know, you like slap yourself on the forehead because you're like, I should have really put that in a Ziploc bag. This could have saved me a lot of pain and heartache.
It's just super annoying.
But everyone forgets. Mm-hmm. So after today's episode, no one's going to forget.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Get into the spirit.
No one's going to forget.
Everyone's going to remember to always put their sunscreen.
Sunscreen in a bag.
In a Ziploc bag or
what if your Ziploc bag breaks, though?
Oh my God. I mean, then I've you just have bad. Yeah, you've ruined everything. Yeah. Then you just have bad luck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then you should sue Ziploc. No, don't sue Ziploc. That's a silly thing to do. Seal things up. And even like in your like doc kit,
mm-hmm.
I think that things like it's the pop top kind of stuff. Like a lot of sunscreen has that pop top, and that's one that I find just like as no matter how well you've sealed it or closed it, it's gonna spring open, and then like it's terrible in your doc kit because then like your deodorant is covered.
Yeah, my makeup bag is always disgusting.
Yeah, because
everything like my compacts come open.
It's like coming open all the time. So I was gonna ask you like, what do you have? You ever had like bad explosions or?
I've had so many bad explosions. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
It could refer to anything. I've definitely had things break open in suitcases, usually like shampoo squirts everywhere.
Yes.
Or like I think there was a time when I accidentally brought an aerosol can on a flight like ages ago, you know, and then those kind of like bust open and spray everywhere. I've never had clothes get ruined, but
well, that's lucky,
like
yeah.
definitely the inside of like a dop kit or a makeup bag
right
is gross.
Yeah,
just like powder all over.
Powder all over. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that is actually the perfect lead in to our second reader question that's specifically about a suitcase and one very, very particular mess that unfortunately I do hear about. This guy is not alone. So we're going to talk about the very specific mess. And then if we have time, I will get to what to do about like powder and all of that stuff. So I'm going to have Jen do another dramatic reading of our reader. Are you going to do a male voice for me this time?
Yes. Okay. And should I do an accent?
Yes, by all means. I like the spirit that you've brought to today's podcast.
Okay. Reader Michael. Does he seem British?
Sure.
No. It's like going to be Mrs. Doubtfire. Well, here's the situation. My wife and I thought it was really cute to let our cat play in our roll-on suitcase.
You know where this is going.
She poked her head out and loves hiding in there. Forward 2 weeks later, and we smell a rank odor coming from the direction of the suitcase. I nervously smell the suitcase, and voila, cat urine. How do we clean this suitcase? It's so odd-shaped, and we can't stick it in the wash. What do we do? Help!
Help. I hear that a lot. I hear just help with exclamation points.
Two in that case.
All the time. Yeah, well, I think this situation...
It's a bad situation.
...merited two exclamation points. So, okay. I got a level. The suitcase may be a goner. And it may be a goner for one very specific reason, which is that if the suitcase has a cardboard liner that helps it to retain its structure, it's... You're really never going to get cat pee out of cardboard. It's just kind of not going to happen. So if it was an inexpensive suitcase, which I'm saying that not because I want to like be a downer, but because I want people to know at the offset before they put time and effort and maybe money if they have to buy some cleaning supplies before they put it in, I want them to balance the value of the suitcase with the time and effort they might spend to try to clean it. And if it's a less expensive suitcase, it's probably even more likely that that has a cardboard liner. Mm-hmm. And they may just say, you know what? We spent $30 or $40 on this. We'll pitch it and get a new one and just be more careful about where the cat goes in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Or donate the pee.
Donate the cat.
Don't eat the cat. Yeah, no, don't get rid of the cat for this. I mean, maybe think about it, but no. The cat people are going to kill me.
Always keep the cat.
Keep the cat. Maybe keep the cat pee suitcase for the cat to continue playing
in.
Right? You could make a little kitty,
kitty pee house.
Sandbox. Yeah, pee house. That's so gross.
I mean, that's what they are. They have, right?
Well, I mean, that's a litter box is a kitty pee house. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so I just want to say that at the offset before I get into the cleaning instructions. So the cleaning instructions, there are kind of three things to do specifically for the cat pee that also have other applications for things like, you know, if your sunscreen exploded or, you know, you've had like a bottle of fancy olive oil that you were bringing back from somewhere and that smashed or something. God,
wine. I'm always worried about that.
I feel like just ship that. Just ship that.
Okay.
Don't pack it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it makes me very nervous. Of course, I live in a constant state of nervousness because I'm me. Okay, so basically, you don't have to do anything super fancy. what you do need for cat pee specifically is you need a good enzymatic odor neutralizing spray product. Nature's Miracle is probably the most common one that you'll find. Like, I mean, they sell it everywhere from like Walmart to like fancy pet stores. So that's everywhere. If you don't see Nature's Miracle, you will inevitably at pet stores, pet supply stores, see loads of other options. Really, any of them is good. And you also will need a scrub brush. So this is an operation that is best done on like, you know, hardwood or tile floor or outside if you've got space for it. If you're doing it on the, like your kitchen floor, just maybe throw a trash bag down underneath so the floor doesn't get sopping wet. Dilute some of the Nature's Miracle in water, dip the scrub brush in it, kind of shake it off so it's not soaking, and just you're going to just scrub the inside and the outside of the suitcase with the scrub brush and the Nature's Miracle. And if it's got a lot of tight corners, you might want to do kind of a narrower scrub brush. Even a toothbrush would work for this. A slightly bigger scrub brush is just going to get more surface area faster. So that should not take that long. Maybe 15 minutes that you're going to be scrubbing. When you're done scrubbing, grab a sponge or a rag and some clean water and just wipe the interior out. You know, wring the sponge out or the rag out. Wipe, bring, right, you know, so that you're getting all the residue gone. And then you need to let it air dry it with dry towels inside and out just to try to get up as much as you can. And you're going to need to let it air dry open. You know, you want to leave the lid wide open so that everything can air dry really well, which leads right into the next thing that you should do, which is if you can, put it out in the sunshine.
Right.
The sunshine is going to, one, help it dry, obviously. Fresh air is going to be helpful for any lingering smells. But actually, sunshine itself is an odor killer. So, yeah, I know. I don't know how or why it works, because I'm a clean person, not a science person. No, it makes us smell. Yeah, it makes us smell. But yeah, sunshine is an odor neutralizer. So put it out in the sunshine. That will be true of kind of anything. Like, if you have broken a perfume bottle in there and the whole thing smells like your perfume, which may sound nice, but in reality is not nice because it's so overwhelming. Yeah, putting it out in the sunshine will help with that. In the case of the perfume bottle example, and this is also true of cat pee, one other great odor neutralizer is kitty litter.
Oh.
Yes.
It all comes full circle.
It all comes full circle. Exactly. So, and the reason that it is a good odor neutralizer is that generally speaking, it kitty litter contains activated charcoal, which will absorb odors. And that's what, I mean, it makes sense that your litter would be an odor absorber because the cats are peeing into it. And that's smelly. So what you would do is just throw
Don't fill your suitcase.
You don't need to fill it up all the way. Like maybe like.
Because then the cat will go pee in it again.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. Make sure the cat stays away. Keep the cat away from the suitcase. Like, so, but actually the cat won't see it because what you're going to do is you're going to put like a couple cups, you know, of litter into the suitcase and then you're going to seal it. And then when it's sealed, that odor neutralizing, odor absorbing kitty litter is going to do its thing. That's a great thing, not just for the cat pee, but for like the example of, you know, a smashed perfume bottle or, you know, like if you like smashed a bottle of kimchi in your, which I've heard of someone doing.
Whoa.
And I sort of think in that case, you should just get rid of the suitcase.
Yeah.
So that the thing about the Nature's Miracle is that that's very specific for cat pee. If you have other kinds of spills, you want to follow that same technique. You just want to change out the cleaning product. So a couple of like really common ones are like greasy, oily, like the sunscreen would fall into that, the olive oil broken. For that, just a really good dish soap would be like Dawn is a good grease cutting dish soap. Something like Lest Oil or Pine Sol, even ammonia would be good. And in the case of powders, which you mentioned, like compacts breaking, what you basically want to do is get just a damp rag and maybe a little bit of rubbing alcohol if it's something like bronzer or blusher for the staining. And you just want to wipe. So you may probably don't even need the scrubbing for the powder. What's going to happen if you add too much water or any kind of cleaning, moist cleaning product into powder situation is just going to turn to like mud.
Chalk. Yeah.
So stick with something just a wipe damp, you know, damp wiping out of the interior.
Uh-huh. So in this case, if his suitcase would have fit in the washing machine, he shouldn't do that anyway.
I mean, if it's like a duffel bag, if it's something that's a soft material, then yeah, by all means, put it in the washing machine, cold wash, gentle, air dry.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of a suitcase, you've got like hard sides. It's mm-hmm. not going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the problem with yeah. the hard-sided suitcase. But yeah, that's a very good question. If you've got a soft, you know, even canvas can go in, just cold water, you know, cotton tote bag mm-hmm. or, you know, overnight bag like that. Yeah, those can go right into the machine. Just mm-hmm. gentle cycle, small amount of mild detergent, cold water, mm-hmm. air dry. You should be good to go. And we should be good to go because we are just about out of time. And so, which means we're ready to get on the road with our very, very clean luggage now.
Yay.
Thank you so much to my guest, Jen Dahl,
for joining me today.
Author of Save the Date.
I learned so much.
I'm so glad. I had a great time. It's always fun to talk to you. And I'm Jolie Kerr, author of Ask a Clean Person, which appears on Deadspin.com on Wednesdays. Thanks for listening to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
And the theme song to Ask a Clean Person is also by Rectech. See you guys next week.